At KVGC News, time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Topping the news for today, an increase in garbage collection rates was one of several items approved by the Board of Supervisors at their meeting on Tuesday. The board voted to approve a 23.94% increase in fees for weekly service from ACE's waste services across all county service areas. For example, a standard 64-gallon trash can for a home that now pays $30.04 would increase to $37.23. The rate analysis cited increased costs, including health care for employees, and the loss of revenue from China no longer buying America's recycled material. Notices will be sent out to all customers, and the supervisors will hold a final vote on the increase at their October 23rd meeting. The board also approved two policy changes at Animal Control. Animal Control will no longer accept roosters abandoned by their owners in the county, and the agency will now charge a $30 fee for owners to surrender their animals. Also approved was direction to county staff to draft a plan to allow county code enforcement to levy fines for properties that don't meet county regulations. Direct fines are not currently used by county officials.
Well, in a follow-up to a story reported last week, Governor Brown signed into law yesterday SB 10, making the Golden State the first in the country to eliminate the bail process and replace it with a risk-based system. Now, Brown's signature allows the state's Judicial Council Board the authority to reshape pretrial detention policies. According to Amador District Attorney Todd Reby, each county will use the council's outline to set its own procedures for requirements to release a suspect before trial. Key provisions under the new law require most suspects arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors released within 12 hours of being booked. Now, Reby says those not eligible for pretrial release would be offenders facing serious violent felonies. Now, additionally, officials have 24 hours to determine whether other suspects should be released before trial, which can also be extended by 12 hours if necessary. There's concern voiced by some criminal justice reform advocates that worry defendants will spend weeks in jail while their lawyers try to prove they deserve to be set free. Now, opponents argue range from fear that the legislation gives judges too much power to the worry that dangerous suspects will walk out the door never to return for trial. Oh, California's new law will take effect October 2019.
And a new state report released by the California Natural Resource Agency predicts that California's wildfire season will get notably worse in the decades to come. It predicts that climate change will make forests much more susceptible to extreme wildfires. Some of the takeaways from the report are that by 2050, the Central Valley is projected to experience heat waves that last 2 weeks longer than those today, and the Northern Sierra region should experience hot spells 4 to 10 times more often. The report also notes that energy costs and electricity demands are projected to increase due to more use of air conditioning units, and by the year 2100, the number of megafires burning over 25,000 acres in size will likely increase by nearly 50%. The report was put out by the state to help serve as a guide to resource, or to a guide and resource, rather, when combining climate impacts with long-term planning.
And the Amador County Peace Officers Association seeking nominations for Peace Officer and Citizen of the Year 2018. All nominations should include a brief statement to support the nomination. Please submit nominations to the ACPOA Care of the Awards Committee, P.O. Box 1632, Sutter Creek, California. You should do so on or before September 12th. The awards dinner will be held at the American Legion Hall, Sutter Hill, October 27th. No host cocktails at 6, dinner at 7. Now, tickets for the dinner are only $30 and are available from any member of the ACPOA.
And the Jackson Rancheria and the Amador Arts have joined forces to present ArtMix, celebrating 36 years of art education in Amador County. It's set for Saturday, September 15th. This family-friendly evening of music and art will begin at 5 p.m. on the Garden Terrace with local art exhibits and then move into the Grand Oak Ballroom at 7 for an exclusive concert where guests can dance the night away to Darren Sexton and the Highway 49 Band. Limited first-come, first-served general admission seating tickets are $10 and are available at the Jackson Casino or through Amador Arts. All proceeds benefit the Amador Arts Council. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along a little later on in the morning, about 8:30, with an update on yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.